A Burma court ruled today that pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi will be allowed to have one more defense witness at her trial. The Yangon Divisional Court reversed a decision by the lower court judges presiding over Suu Kyi's trial to disqualify three witnesses, leaving her defense team with just one. The higher court's ruling means that two senior members of Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy will still be barred from giving testimony. The Nobel Peace Prize laureate is on trial, charged with breaking the terms of her house arrest. We spoke to international coordinator for the Burma Campaign UK, Zoe Phan, about these latest developments.
We know from the beginning that the regime wants to continue detaining Aung San Suu Kyi, and they want to justify why they are doing this. That's why this trial is all about justifying the detention of Aung San Suu Kyi. And recently, the four witnesses that the defense side, Aung San Suu Kyi's side, appealed, only one person was allowed, and three people were rejected by the court. So in the defense side, they appealed to another court, and now it is in the discussion, and we do not know what will happen yet, but we know that the court case, the trial, will be started again on Friday and this week, the 12th of June, but we do not know when it will be ended. But the thing that we really know is the regime wanted to continue detaining Aung San Suu Kyi.